I think this tape is probably past due several times, but believe it or not, I started this tape once before, and it was last Thursday. I taped about 3/4 of this side, and in the process, I was rambling around. No, I didn't play somebody's trick and not have the thing working right. It really takes. But I was putting my hair up and cooking and chopping things up, and there was so much noise in the background. And by now, Monday, most of the things were out of date. Of course, old news is better than no news, but I decided I'd start taping it over and not have so much background noise, so maybe you could hear something I had to say. If I can remember some of the things I said before, I really don't know what I'm going to ramble on about. But Jim has not been overly active lately. In fact, he's been getting up and going to work. Oh well, I guess it's his job. It's just that he has so many extra duties right now. This evening he said that he had to go in tomorrow morning at 7:30 and then again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and run a mission. But as I say, he hasn't been overly active, and I've got out some vitamins, which we both had slacked off and hadn't been taking, and made him start taking one-a-day vitamins again. And I told him if that didn't help, I was going to get some Geritol or something to pep him up, because he's asleep right now, and it's a little after 9. And I think dinner was over somewhere around 7, and he laid down and went to sleep, and he'll probably wake up in time for the news and watch part of Johnny Carson or read some until I get sleepy and sit in the bathtub and go to bed. So I'm not overly pleased, but there isn't much that can be done about his activity around here. I said this evening to him, it's about time, how long has it been since you taped a tape to your parents? He says, oh, well, maybe 2 weeks. And I said, don't you think it's a little overdue? And he said, yes. And he went to sleep. But I'm sure he's thinking of you. Well, I hope you had a nice Mother's Day. I haven't reached that stage yet, so nothing exciting happened around here. I didn't even talk to Mother. I figured that she probably figured I'd call. I sent a card and put a petite note in it. It was just a couple lines. I told her that we really couldn't afford to call, but she probably didn't get that until today, the day after Mother's Day, so maybe she won't feel so bad when she gets that today. We have been going to the library a good bit lately and reading books. Jim got the book, 1968 President or something like that. I don't know the title exactly. And he read that, and he said that it was a pretty good book, and I should read it, that there's a lot of good views about Nixon and old politics and publicity, and so I think I might get around to read that. Oh, I didn't mean to get away from the flower beds so soon. I did want to tell you about these lilac bushes. They started coming out too soon, and the frost gotten most of them, except for about 3 bushes where they were protected by the garage more than the others, and they're starting to come out now. And so I just wanted to tell you that. But I'll go back to the library. I have been doing some reading of various different books, and I've been getting out a lot of books on, oh, I don't know, modern home decorating and all kinds of books like this. I get tired of looking at the same thing all the time. I'm trying to figure out ways to make it different and more becoming, but I'm not learning very much. Most of the things I see I don't like or aren't feasible for our budget, so I guess we'll put up with what we have for a while. I've been doing some sewing, but not too much, for the very fact that we haven't been able to allow for any extra spending on material and clothes of the such. You see something you like and you really don't know exactly what you're going to make with it at the time. You think, oh, well, 3 yards should be enough for anything. Then you get to 3 yards and you need a little bit more. Or you get something on sale and then you can't match it up later. And there are some good friends of ours here. And both of them sew. In fact, they have 2 sewing machines. And they go in their little sewing room and both of them work away. But he is as good, maybe not better, than she is. Of course, both of them have things that they do better than the other. But he makes his own slacks and jackets and things, and I've been talking to him about sewing, and he said that if I wanted to undertake making Jim a pair of slacks, that he would be more than willing to help me. I don't know whether you can follow me or not. I find myself talking about something, and then all of a sudden I think of something else, and then I'm popping up about... That's one reason I don't write a lot of letters, because I write a paragraph about something and then I go on talking about something else, and the first thing you know, here I am talking about something I talked about earlier, and I find it confusing to read my own letters. And, I mean, if my train of thought can't repeat my train of thought, I better give up. So I usually don't even attempt unless it's necessary, and then I usually sit down and think about the thing for a good while before I start writing it. Still haven't found any material to make kitchen curtains out of yet. I still have my bath towels hanging up in there, and they're doing quite fine, but I'm unable to find anything I like since our appliances are aqua or turquoise, whichever. But it's very hard to find big prints, and then you find something in a drape perhaps is already made up, and you start looking at it and you think, gee, for that money, you know, it's not worth it. Like, they just throw them together and half the seams aren't straight. And you're not really wild about it in the first place. And I think after you sew some, I mean, you don't have to be good at sewing, but just after you sew some, you get more particular about things you buy. You expect to get something for your money, and nowadays it's really hard to do. Like, I was looking through some catalogs the other day, Montgomery Ward's and Sears, and I was looking at, oh, just a little bit of everything. I was really just browsing through. And I noticed this dress, and it looked rather attractive, and heavens, it was only $13. And I says, well, wonder how that dress is put together. For $13, nowadays you just can't find a dress that looks halfway decent. And so it makes you wonder. Of course, I think that sewing is a good thing. I just wish I was better at it and had more time and patience. I run out of patience pretty easy. But I don't know. I guess if I'm determined enough, and I will have to be. But anyhow, I still am looking for material to make kitchen curtains out of. But the spring formal is coming up the 5th of June, and I don't know what I'm going to wear yet. Before I forget, I'm going to tell you this. Now, you make sure you're sitting down, because you won't believe this. And Jim didn't believe it when I came in and told him. But we have this irrigation ditch, which runs behind our trailer. Oh, well, it's a good distance behind, but it runs behind. And there's 2 gentlemen which farm down the ways, and they use this ditch, and they came along and burned all the weeds and everything out and started running water in it. Then the first thing I knew, there weren't weeds coming up out there, but there was asparagus. Yes, I said asparagus. And I kept telling Jim, see, that looks like asparagus. He kept telling me, oh, get lost, you know. And so I asked one of my neighbors what that was. I said, it looks like asparagus. She says, well, it is asparagus. She says, we go out and pick it and eat it. Well, this evening we had some of our backyard asparagus. And I guess, from what I gather from the neighbors, it starts coming about the 1st of May and will last through the whole month. And I have been out meeting some of my neighbors, the civilian neighbors, that is. Not that I'm partial or anything. On our right or west side, there's a couple who moved in just about a week after we did. They moved this trailer in. It was a new trailer then. They had just bought it. And he manages the bowling alley here in town. And, oh, I don't know, they must be about your all's age, something like that. She's always out working in her flowers, her yard or something, and she paints. That didn't sound very good going into that, but yes, she paints. And she's not bad for not, you know, just picking it up and blending colors, but she paints with oils and acrylics. She gave me a little painting. I'm not sure how big it is. Maybe it's 3 by 5 inches, something like that. It was a little winter scene, and Jim had gone over. We took a rake back one evening. We decided, well, we'd go out and take a walk, get some exercise in, and she insisted we come in and just couldn't get away, and she kept showing us paintings and more paintings, and this was one that she had just done that evening. She was still working on it. And Jim had remarked about how he had liked it, and I said, yes, I liked it, and today she gave it to me. So I was rather pleased. So Jimmy would have to make a frame for it. I'm not sure it's the standard size that you could buy a frame for. But she just paints on anything. She paints on wallboard and wood, and of course she paints on regular things that pictures are painted on, such as art paper and things like that. But she's just not particular. She says that she's just learning, and when she gets to be a good artist and can afford it, she'll paint on things that go along with it being good.